What's up, Wisconsin? Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm very excited to bring my next guest to the show. We've got former Attorney General Eric Holder. He served as the nation's chief law enforcement officer for 6 years from 2009 to 2015 in the Obama administration. Since that time, he has dedicated his professional life and I think probably a whole ton of his personal time as well to protecting the rights of every American citizen to their franchise, to the vote, to fighting partisan gerrymandering that effectively robs us of this basic promise of one person and one vote. Welcome, Attorney General Holder. It's a pleasure to have you.
Hey, Maggie, it's great to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to the conversation.
As am I, sir. Let me start with this. I ended my career as Milwaukee County's chief legal officer. When I took that role, I swore an oath to uphold our state and federal constitutions. And as part of that, it simply means that I do the job objectively and fairly, that I don't let that office be used for personal partisan purposes or that certain outcomes would be predetermined. I want to start there, sir. How important is the independence, the objectivity of the DOJ to a regular American?
Oh, it's everything. I mean, the rule of law is really the foundation for America. But in addition to that, at the Justice Department, we also have to have people at the state and local level as well who are committed to the rule of law, who will administer the law in a fair way, who will try to ensure at a most basic level that people have the ability to express themselves politically by being able to vote and not deal with voter suppression tactics, not deal with racial and partisan gerrymandering, not deal with unfair voter purges. There's a whole range of things that we have to deal with now in 21st century America, and it's vitally important that we have a Justice Department, a federal Justice Department, that is focused on those issues. But as well, we always have to remember, at the state and local level as well, we need to have fair-minded people.
Yes, so important, sir. This brings me to, of course, Project 2025, which, you know, there's many elements of Project 2025, but of course, one of them is this idea that the Department of Justice should be an arm of the White House, that it's okay to use the Department of Justice to try to accomplish political ends. When we look both at what Project 2025 promises in terms of decimating the independence of the Department of Justice, but also bringing the apparatus of the federal government not to do the job as good civil servant experts do objectively and fairly, but to basically make every single department within the federal government subject to the political whims of whomever occupies the Oval Office. Sir, again, to a regular Wisconsinite, a regular American, what sort of threat, based on your experience in federal government, does Project 2025 pose to everyday life here in the United States?
Well, I don't think people can underestimate the negative impact of Project 2025. It would essentially do away with the federal civil service as we know it, and essentially make people who are in those positions, in all kinds of positions, and especially in law enforcement positions, political appointees who would be beholden to a Trump administration, to a President Trump. And when you compound that with this Supreme Court decision, the immunity decision that gives him, or gives any president, but would give President Trump, if he were elected, the ability to direct the Justice Department to do a whole variety of things without any kind of criminal liability, you would really unleash Donald Trump, and it would have a negative impact on the average American in a whole range of ways, from health care, from criminal law enforcement, from voter protection, from the ability to for a woman to decide what she wants to do with her own body. All of these things would be impacted by a politicized civil service, and especially by a politicized United States Department of Justice. If for no other reason, people need to vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz just to ensure that Project 2025 does not become the law of the land.
Folks, that's former Attorney General Eric Holder. I want to ask you a follow-up question about that, because I helped Milwaukee County both organize and then defend our recount in 2020 that was requested by the Trump campaign. And it was, in fact, a Republican, a Trump-appointed judge in the federal courts that rejected all of the claims made by the Trump campaign after the 2020 election. In other words, rejected the big lie. Can voters rely on the federal courts as currently constituted to protect their vote, to respect the integrity of our elections, and to defend that?
Yeah, I think that we generally can. I fear that in a second Trump administration, however, you would have placed on the federal courts ideologues as opposed to good lawyers. But I think as presently constituted, Americans can have faith in our system, but also have faith in the Trump, in the Walz-Harris effort to make sure that their votes, in fact, are protected. We have, you know, tons of lawyers all around the country prepared to go into court to deal with whatever Republicans throw at us in terms of these false claims of, you know, ballot manipulation and rigging of the ballots, all that kind of stuff, and be as successful in 2024 as we were in 2020 when we had to win 60 cases in a variety of courts, federal courts, as well as state courts. So I still think that we can rely on the courts, and people should not be, you know, intimidated. People should not be negatively impacted by the prospect of what the Republicans are going to try to do, what the courts might do. The first and foremost thing that we as American citizens have to do is to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, and making sure that we have a plan to vote, and then making sure that we actually cast our ballots by November the 5th.
Folks, that's former Attorney General Eric Holder. You can find out more about your vote, where to register if you're registered, the ward that you will vote in at myvote.wi.gov. We've got just a little bit under a minute left. Former Attorney General Holder, speaking to Wisconsin voters out there, what is your message, including your message to Republicans, independents, and swing voters as they consider who to cast their ballot for?
Well, I would hope that people in Wisconsin will vote for people who stand for democracy. We have really kind of unraveled a gerrymander that was put in place by Republicans in Wisconsin in 2011. It took almost over a decade to get it done. And this is the first time in almost 13, 14 years where Wisconsinites will have the ability to cast ballots for in a fair way. So I want people to vote, focus on, you know, the Harris and Walz ticket, but make sure that you're also voting up and down the ballot for state assembly and for state senate, for people who will stand for democracy.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney General Eric Holder, and thank you for your work on behalf of Wisconsin voters. We'll be right back on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.